Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth, who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Tuesday on this 26th day of May, 2020. And I'm thrilled to have back for the second day in a row this week my friend Jeff Thomas, who beginning in 1965 served for over 50 years as pastor of Alfred Place Baptist Church of Aberystwyth, Wales. Jeff Thomas has been published by Banner of Truth and has also been published by Reformation Heritage Books. For the websites of both of those publishers, first of all, Banner of Truth can be found at banneroftruth.org, banneroftruth.org, and Reformation Heritage Books can be found at heritagebooks.org, heritagebooks.org. It's my honor and privilege to welcome Jeff Thomas back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to discuss the relevance of the prophet Nahum in the 21st century. Welcome back, Brother Jeff.
Thank you very much. You're very kind to ask me.
And before we go into the theme at hand, the relevance of the prophet Nahum today, please tell our listeners about Alfred Place Baptist Church, because we do have new listeners, it seems, joining us every single day.
Okay. I tell you a little secret. I've been writing my autobiography, and I've come to the penultimate chapter of it. And I dedicated this chapter to four of the most unforgettable conversions that took place there. A woman from Islam, a man from Mormonism, a boy from, well, I don't know, weird occult practices, and then a man from Methodism who became then the great evangelist and church planter in Kenya, Keith Underhill. And he tells me now there are 40 Free Grace Baptist churches since he's gone there that have spread and are growing. And he wrote to me and told me about how he first met me and how he came with the gang of students there 52, 53 years ago. And I preached through Genesis in the mornings and, you know, rooted them in the Word of God. And, how blessed his memories are. He said, I've still got the little cards on which I've got your notes from those sermons. So there we are. There are 42 men who went into the ministry. I had my own little seminary there, and 20 wives who were girls in the congregation. They have been pastors' wives from that time. So I was greatly honored and blessed by God for those years I spent in Aberystwyth.
Great. And if anybody is visiting Aberystwyth, Wales, or perhaps you already live near there and you want to perhaps investigate this church with the thought of perhaps joining it, or perhaps you have loved ones that live in that area, the website is alfredplacechurch.org.uk. alfredplacechurch.org.uk. I am also thrilled that, God willing, I'm going to be attending a conference where my guest, Jeff Thomas, will be speaking, the Fellowship Conference New England, which is going to be held at the Deering Center Community Church in Portland, Maine, August 6th through the 8th, God willing. And this will be my first time in Maine. It will be a bittersweet visit for me because my precious late wife always wanted to go on a vacation to Maine with me, and we never had the opportunity. She's in a far, far more beautiful and better place than Maine right now. No offense to the citizens of Maine, but she is in glory with Christ. But visiting Maine without her, I'm sure, will have mixed emotions for me. But I still intend to go because I would love to see both Jeff Thomas and Dr. Joel Beakey, a longtime friend of mine who I've interviewed many times in this program, both speaking at this conference. Now, do you know yet what you intend to speak on at the Fellowship
conference? I don't know. I'm not sure yet. There's been a little uncertainty whether it'll be allowed, but I would think by August most churches will be open in the USA again. We don't know, but that seems to be the feeling from my friends.
Yes, well, if anybody would like to join me there in August, August 6th through the 8th, the website is fellowshipconferencenewengland.com, fellowshipconferencenewengland.com. And let me give our listeners also our email address, should they like to join us with a question of their own. My email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. If you'd like to ask a question of Jeff Thomas, our theme today is, as I've already announced, the relevance of the prophet Nahum in the 21st century. And, of course, you could even ask other questions on a broader spectrum of theological issues, but that is the primary theme we are discussing today. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Always please give us at least your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And Pastor Jeff, what was the compelling factor, the most compelling reason that you wanted to address this minor prophet today?
I've been just studying it and preaching from it in the last couple of weeks, and it's come alive to me. And I just saw other things that I hadn't seen it before, and maybe others will not have seen the things that I'm seeing in it, and a neglected part of the Word of God is not as important as Ephesians or Romans or John's Gospel. Of course, it's not as important, but it is as inspired, and I think it has some very searching things to say to us.
Well, why don't you give us some background information on this minor prophet,
okay.
Nahum?
Nahum, we don't know much about him. We think Nahum is probably an abbreviation of Nehemiah, but not the Nehemiah of the return from the exile. So his name, we're not sure where this place is that he came from. But once you go to Nahum, which is the seventh of the minor prophets, you have to jump back to the fifth of the minor prophets, which is Jonah, because they both had missions to address Nineveh and Assyria. Jonah, remember, preach against Nineveh. And Nineveh is a symbol then of, well, the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the dominant spirit that we are always up against all our lives till our deathbeds. We've got three enemies, the flesh, the devil, and the world. And for Nahum and for Jonah, the world was symbolized in the cruelty and the hatred, the viciousness of Nineveh and Syria towards them. So when Jonah gets a message to go and preach against Nineveh, he runs away. Why does he run away? Well, because he doesn't want a message to raise an alarm in the city and cause a city to repent and confess their sins. He doesn't want godly sorrow, because then there'd be no judgment, because God is merciful. And he hated the Ninevites, all they had done to him and family and to the nation. So he runs away. He wants to go to Tarshish. He gets on the boat. God sends the storm. God sends the whale. And he then is landed and has to walk across the land to get to Nineveh. And there he obeys God. And he is a chronological reference. Now, 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. And that's his judgment and the impact of his preaching. My, it is really powerful. We are told that the government are affected by it. And when the news reaches the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, sat down in dust, and issued a proclamation. Don't let any man or beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Don't let them eat or drink. Let them be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. And when God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion and didn't turn his wrath upon them and turned them away from their destruction. Well, of course, Jonah was greatly displeased at this and grieved. I knew this would happen, he said. It was blistering hot there, you'll remember, and Jonah was cultivating a vine and he lived under its shade, and he woke up one morning and it died. And its leaves were shriveled, and Jonah grieved. And God says to him, have you any right to grieve over a vegetable and not over people? Where's your compassion? Here are tens of thousands of people that can't tell their right hand from their left. Shouldn't we grieve over mothers and women and children and men and young people? And shouldn't we be people who see the wickedness of the world and see that it comes from just ignorance of our origins? Where do we come from? Why are we in this world? What's our destiny? Where are we going? What's the purpose of life? So the command for compassion. A century goes by. 100 years later, Nahum is summoned by God to go back and preach in Nineveh. And obviously, there was a temporary repentance. Obviously, the majority of them were stony ground hearers, so that they heard the word and there was an instant, immediate response. But it didn't last long. You know, last year's knowledge is a year late for today. Last year's repentance is a year late for today. And now then God goes, the consistent God, the unchangeable God, he sends a prophet again to warn that people. And this prophet obeys Nahum. The Spirit of Christ is in him. Second Peter says, holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God. And we're told in First Peter that the Spirit of Christ worked in them. and they spoke about him, and they spoke by his power. And really, the Book of Nahum then is about the certainty of judgment and the great separation that lies before us all. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after death the judgment. It was judgment for Nineveh, and it's judgment for us too. And it's telling us, what you sow, you're going to reap. If you sow potatoes, you don't reap carrots. And if you sow beans, you're going to reap beans. And this is a moral universe in which we live. And Jesus spoke as strongly as Nahum spoke and as Jonah spoke. He spoke to Jerusalem, and he warned them. He spoke in Matthew 24 about what was going to happen, and no judgment the world has seen is like what's going to happen in, well, we know it's 80, 70, a generation later than the people he was speaking to. There was going to be a judgment, and woe to them that were pregnant in those days. It would be a fearful thing, and he underlines that again when he's walking to the cross, and the women are wailing, and he doesn't want their pity. And he says, you know, you weep for yourselves, weep for your children, weep for those who would be glad that they don't have children in this terrible day. So here's an echo of the Spirit of Christ in these people. And what we see in Nahum then is the enormous contrast between ourselves and God. God says, I'm not like you, and he's not like us. And we see it in three words which occur just about 10 verses between them in the first chapter of Nahum. And in verse 7, we read, Jehovah is good. And then in verse 14, it ends with, you are vile. Jehovah is good, and you are vile. Or there is the alternative marginal reference to that word, contemptible. You are contemptible. And so what we have then is the black velvet of the righteousness and the justice of a God who hates sin. God isn't like Buddha contemplating his navel with a whimsical smile on his face at all the foolish ways of men and women, old and young, and just enigmatic in his response. God is angry with the wicked when he sees how men treat women, and men treat men, men treat children, men treat animals so abysmally. And God is motivated to his wrath revealed from heaven against them. And so he is good. Morally, ethically, that's the nature of God. And so the heart of Nahum is in chapter 1 and verse 7. That simple verse there. And the three things that God wants us to know when we read this prophecy and when he speaks to us of God, the three things. Jehovah is good. That's the first thing. Who God is, he's good. Secondly, a stronghold in the day of trouble, when the nations are shaking and there's trouble all around and plagues and viruses, there's a stronghold. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And thirdly, then, he knows those who trust in him. He cares for them that trust in him. And so this verse is speaking to us. It's the heart of this prophecy, and it's showing to us the beauty of our God. every Christian who is facing the judgment seat of God, and that makes us all tremble. What we need to believe about the God we're going to meet, to focus every little bit of faith and gather together every atom of trust, and to see it here. The Lord is a good Lord, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he then knows those, loves those who trust in him. And that really is what I want to talk to you about in this hour today, Chris.
You know, when you mentioned before about the absurdity of grieving over a vegetable while men, women, and children face such horrific fates and horrible violence and so on.
Yeah.
It reminded me of in 2 Samuel 12 when prophet Nathan confronts David, and of course at first David doesn't know why Nathan is there, David having already committed adultery with Bathsheba and had her husband Uriah the Hittite murdered to cover up the pregnancy. Nathan tells that story about a rich man and a poor man, and the poor man only had a little ewe lamb that he raised as his own child. And when the rich man had a visitor, rather than kill and cook one of his own cattle or other livestock, he takes the one little ewe lamb from the poor man and cooks it for his guest. And David, having done what I just mentioned, having already committed adultery and murdered Bathsheba's husband, he burns with anger over that, over a sheep. And not to say that I think that we are to be compassionate toward people when their beloved pets come to harm and are mistreated or killed and so on. Especially in the description, this man raised this ewe lamb as a child. But in comparison to human beings, we cannot put these animals or especially plants on the same plane with human beings.
Quite so. Yes. It ends with the word cattle, doesn't it, though? There are thousands of cattle in Nineveh.
Right.
And, God's concern for the welfare of his creation, a theme that echoes through the Book of Psalms. God's love for them. God numbering the sparrow when he falls.
Now, do you think one of the ways that God's goodness is revealed here is the fact that he is slow to anger?
Yeah. Do I have a few minutes to speak about the goodness of God?
You have about 6 minutes before we go to a break.
Okay, let me talk to you about the first point. The Lord is good. No darkness in God. No cosmic malice. No evil intentions in God, no ill will, no impurity. Absolutely benevolent. A God of purity, a God of integrity, a God of beauty and attractiveness. The Lord is good, good in his essence, good in his heart, good at his core. No matter how you might look at him, no darkness in God. He hasn't got a past that he's ashamed of. There are no prerogatives in which God is other than good. He's good in all he does. When he chastens us, when he takes away our beloved wives, like you and I have known that grievous loss, when he disciplines us, when he judges us, then he never afflicts us willingly. And one day he'll give us a complete explanation of why we wept as we did. He is good in his being, in the depths of his being. you go into him and he's good, and in and he's good, and in and he's good, and in. And all you'll find is the goodness. There's not one bad rogue molecule buzzing around in God at all. Spots on the sun, we're told, but no shadow of turning in God, no inconsistencies, no weak spots under pressure, no sins of omission, no faults, because he didn't know. He never says that. There's a goodness of which everyone is a beneficiary, a goodness that extends to all. You can go around the hospital and you can go to one bed where you know the person, and then you can talk to the lonely person in the bed next to them, and you find out how they are feeling, and then you say to them, but God has been good to you, hasn't he? And Jesus says, we're evil, but we know how to give good things to our children. We know about goodness. And there's a universal goodness, what we call a common grace, the loveliest gifts, the most precious things that we've had in our lives. They've been God's gifts to us. God's long-suffering, the covenant he's made with Noah, a covenant of common grace. The gods of Baal were cruel and unpredictable, but God, how good he is to us, to his people. And more than a bland goodness, a saving goodness, a gracious, glorifying goodness. He works all things together for our good. You know Thomas Watson in that lovely Puritan book, All for Good. The first half of that book says, the best things work together for our good. The last half of the book says, our worst things work together for our good. He supplies all our needs. He absolutely guarantees that he'll never have to apologize to us for what he has done. He keeps his word. He's so sincere. And he makes a wonderful offer. If you come to me, there's no way I'll cast you out. And the chief of sinners, the very worst person in the world, I gave the grace of repentance to and forgave him his sins. And he's in glory now. What a wonderful offer he makes to us. God is straight. And the great thing is that the judge we're going to stand before is absolutely good. Can't be bribed. He'll bring every factor into consideration. He'll be scrupulously fair. No one will go to hell who didn't deserve whatever hell's judgment might be. God is good. And that's the great message then. When judgment falls on the world and on Nineveh, it comes from the hands of a good God. People get exactly what they deserve.
Yes, that is only in regard to his judgment, I'm sure you would agree, because when it comes to those of us who are saved by his mercy, we do not get what we deserve.
Of course we don't. You're absolutely right. Good that you said that.
And we are going to our first break right now. If anybody would like to join us with a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com. 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 And please, as always, give us your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence. If you live outside the USA, only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. In fact, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to read a listener question, and you could answer it when we return from the break. We have Grady in Asheboro, North Carolina, very faithful listener and supporter of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And he says, greetings, Brother Chris and Dr. Thomas. You said that this was probably about 100 years after Jonah preached to Nineveh, if I understood you. Instead of Jonah's message falling on stony hearts, couldn't it be more likely that those that repented didn't teach their children about the salvation they received from the true and living God.
Yeah.
It seems to me that this has been a recurring issue for most of God's children throughout the ages. We'll have you answer that when we return. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back with Jeff Thomas after these messages. We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Banu Gotti. I'm a pharmacist in New York, which is the epicenter of the latest crisis the world is going through. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the psalmist offers praise to the Lord like this: I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and wondrous are your works that my soul knows very well. He saw God's goodness and mercy, kindness, and the beauty in what God has designed, and he has erupted into praise. In any crisis or problem, brothers and sisters, our only fallback position is to trust God's design. And once we do, there is nothing for us to do but to erupt in praise to him. When the whole world is searching for a solution, God, in his infinite mercy, has given us what we need to address this illness, which can be very serious. Such is the beauty of his design. Knowing that design, how can we not erupt in praise to our great God like the psalmist did? May God bless you and give all of us wisdom to see greater things in his design. Thank you.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor, or that you would be in good hands. you filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buttafuoco & Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
The coronavirus pandemic has rapidly changed our way of life, bringing so many uncertainties. When will it end? Why do disasters like this happen? How do we deal with anxiety, fear, and the like? Well, join us each Friday on the program Iron Sharpens Iron with your host, Chris Arnzen, and Pastor Joe Jackowitz as they explore God's Word for answers to this and other of life's related issues. Tune in at firstloveradio.org. That's firstloveradio.org. Each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's Iron Sharpens Iron on firstloveradio.org. Fridays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. To hear what the Bible has to say about pandemics and how we should respond.
Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformed.li.net. That's hopereformed.li.net. or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics in Islam at the Toronto Baptist Seminary, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jeff Downs of Knox Reformed Presbyterian Church in Mechanicsville, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Mark Grimaldi of Grace Reformed Baptist Church of Long Island in Merrick, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Scott Pasolo of the Master's Church of Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Kevin Vigneault of the Bible Church of Port Washington, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Andrew Smith of Christ Reformed Community Church in St. Augustine, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Clint Leiter of Highway M Chapel, Sedalia, Missouri, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order. Welcome back. This is Chris Arnzen. If you just tuned us in, our guest today is Reverend Jeff Thomas. And he was, for over 50 years, pastor of Alfred Place Baptist Church in Aberystwyth, Wales. Today we are addressing the relevance of the prophet Nahum in the 21st century. If you'd like to join us on the air with a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And before the break, we had Grady from Asheboro, North Carolina, write in a question. And he said, let's see here, Dr. Thomas, you said that this was probably about 100 years after Jonah preached to Nineveh, if I understood you. Instead of Jonah's message falling on stony hearts, couldn't it be more likely that those that repented didn't teach their children about the salvation they received from the true and living God? It seems to me that this has been a recurring issue for most of God's children throughout the ages.
Good point, yeah. I agree with you. There was a decline. There must have been, firstly, a decline in theology, a decline in Christian doctrine, in the confessions. Who is God and where do we come from? What went wrong? That went. And then after that, the morality went. The ethic went. Because there was no divine grounding of it. Parents were neglectful in not teaching their children. And so then after 100 years, it was barren. The 18th century revival needed then in 1859, 100 years later, it needed to be another work of God. So I wanted to speak on this verse. I want to speak on the second point. God is a stronghold in the day of trouble. God is good, but there are days of trouble. God is good, and so the health and wealth people say that there'll never be days of trouble if you have enough faith. But, my friends, there are days of trouble. Paul had a thorn in the flesh. It wasn't punishment. It was in order to make him sweeter and holier and enable him to write Romans and Ephesians and Corinthians. God is good. You can count on that. But there'll be days of trouble. If Christ was hated by the world, then the more the church lives like Christ, we'll be hated by the world too. Blessed are you when men revile you, because you're living the sort of life you should be living. Jesus says, the church is attacked by the gates of hell. The world is under a curse and it's groaning. There are days of trouble. But then he says, the day of trouble. Ah, you've known that. Some of you, you've known a special time when there was full frontal attack, when one problem seemed to beckon to another, and it came crashing into your life, and no sooner had the dust settled on another one, on another one. The psalmist says, iniquity against me prevails from day to day. Days of trouble. But, then there's a stronghold we can go to on that day. There's a place we can go to. Oh, save to the rock that is higher than I, we can say in Aberystwyth, there's a castle. And when the Viking marauders came in their boats into Cardigan Bay, the trumpets blasted and the people left their little farms and they all came crowding in and the portcullis came down and the drawbridge went up and they were safe in the stronghold. And we've got a stronghold. Luther said, Ein fester Burg, a mighty fortress is our God. We've got a Savior that we can turn to. When the sisters lost their brother, when he grew more and more sick, Mary and Martha sent a message, Lord, behold, surprised, astounded, he whom you love is sick. So they told Jesus, whom God loves, he chastens, and we experience that. They sent a call. They didn't do nothing. They went to him. The song says, are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus. Do you fear the gathering clouds of sorrow? Tell it to Jesus. Are you anxious what shall be tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus, we are told. There's another lovely old poem. When vision of the coming years wakes in thy bosom anxious fears of what may be when parting nears, tell Jesus. When death, regardless of thy moan, has claimed thy dearest for his own, oh, carry not thy grief alone, tell Jesus. When burdens great thou hast to bear, or trifling ones thy patience wear, the great, the small, he waits to share. Tell Jesus. So we've got someone to go to. Well, when John the Baptist was killed, his disciples took up his body so tenderly, and they buried it, and then they went and told the Lord Jesus. My friends, have you got someone to turn to? Can if something enormous and tragic hit you this week, who would you go to? Who would you turn to? Do you know there's a throne of grace where you find mercy and grace to help us? There's a mighty stronghold that we've got to go to. Many people left Jesus one day, and you remember how he gathered 12 together, and he said to them, will you also go away? And Peter said, well, to whom? Lord, to whom shall we go? Who else is there? If you reject my Savior, if you just say, this is religion again, this is fundamentalism, well, who is there to say that he loves you, that he'll never leave you, that he'll work all things together for your good? When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he will be with you. Whom will you go to when you're in a crisis situation, when you're laboring and heavy laden, when you're troubled by guilt, when when you become seriously ill, when there's trouble in the family, when you're filled with doubts, who are you going to go to? When evil prevails, when your marriage is on the rocks, when your children start asking you how they should live, when they start staying out late at night and reject your kindness, whom will you go to? When you're all alone, when the weakness of old age comes upon you, to whom will you go? I'm telling you that there is a stronghold that you can go to, that you will be welcomed to in all the daily petty crises of life, when the car breaks down, when the builder lets you down, when the electrician and the plumber doesn't turn up and your house is in a mess. Who will you turn to? People go to horoscopes, people go to seances and try to reach the dead, and that's like seeking light in the deepest, darkest, stinkingest dungeon. It's a horrible thing. Some go to drugs, some go to pubs, some go to cults, some go to communes, some go on the road. My friends, where will you go for the answers to the great questions? You can go in every need, material, spiritual. Come to me, Jesus says, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Go to him. There's this stronghold in the day of trouble. Go to him for forgiveness. Go to him for pardon for your sins. Go to him for protection, for everything that's yours. He has all the resources of heaven and earth at his command. And by the help of Jesus, this stronghold, you can ford any river. You can cross any mountain. You can bear any burden. You can do everything he asks of you with his strength. He will supply. You can turn the other cheek. You can say to him, if this cup can't pass from me, then may thy will be done. Go to him who says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. To whom else can you go?
That was utterly beautiful. Thank you so much, brother. In fact, I've got to find out what hymn or poem that Go to Jesus was from. Who wrote that?
I don't have the name, the Tell Jesus.
Tell Jesus.
It was from an old tract which fell from the pages of an old, even second-hand book.
Wow.
They went and told Jesus, it says on the top, when memory lifts the welcome veil that hides the past and fears a sail, lest mercy at the last may fail, tell Jesus. And it goes, it's got 12 verses.
Wow.
Tell Jesus. And then there's the old song, which you probably know that I quoted first of all about telling Jesus. There were two that I quoted there to you. I must send a copy to you, Chris.
Oh, yeah, definitely do that. And we have to go to our midway break right now. This is the longer break because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us a longer break in the middle because they have to localize our show to Lake City, Florida, according to FCC regulations, with their own public service announcements. So while they air their own public service announcements, we air our globally heard commercials. Please write down as much of the information provided by our advertisers as possible so that you can more frequently and successfully patronize them. And that way, they will stick around as our advertisers, and subsequently, we can stick around as a radio show because we absolutely depend upon their finances in order to exist, the finances that come through our advertisers. So please try to patronize them as much as possible. And also, please send in questions to Jeff Thomas about not only our main topic today, which is the relevance of the prophet Nahum in the 21st century, but you could also broaden the field of questions to anything theological. And our email address, once again, is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be back after these messages with more of Jeff Thomas.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air, like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and the Dividing Line webcast here. Although God has brought me all over the globe for many years to teach, preach, and debate at numerous venues, some of my very fondest memories are from those precious times of fellowship with Pastor Rich Jensen and the brethren at Hope Reformed Baptist Church, now located at their new beautiful facilities in Coram, Long Island, New York. I've had the privilege of opening God's Word from their pulpit on many occasions, have led youth retreats for them, and have always been thrilled to see their members filling many seats at my New York debates. I do not hesitate to highly recommend Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, to anyone who wants to be accurately taught, discipled, and edified by the Holy Scriptures, and to be surrounded by truly loving and caring brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to congratulate Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram for the recent appointment of Pastor Rich Jensen's co-elder, Pastor Christopher McDowell. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, that you heard about them from James White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results. Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981, 717-697-1981, or visit solidrockremodeling.com. That's solidrockremodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Walker. Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402. Or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
This is Andrew Rappaport with Striving for Eternity Ministries. Are you cooped up at home? Are you just desiring to use your time wisely? Well, Justin Peters and I got together and realized that our calendars were cleared because of COVID-19. So we decided we would get together and do our Snatch Them from the Flames seminar, home edition. That's right, a free seminar May 30th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to give you a free seminar that you can take at home. We're going to cover the topics of the sufficiency of Scripture, interpreting Scripture, discerning false teachers, identifying false teachers, and then a Q&A. Get all the details at strivingforeternity.org, and there you can go to the online events to register before May 30th, and we'll see you there online in your home.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshipped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Baptism and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com. Or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
The coronavirus pandemic has rapidly changed our way of life, bringing so many uncertainties. When will it end? Why do disasters like this happen? How do we deal with anxiety, fear, and the like? Well, join us each Friday on the program Iron Sharpens Iron with your host, Chris Arnzen, and Pastor Joe Jackowitz as they explore God's Word for answers to this and other of life's related issues. Tune in at firstloveradio.org. That's firstloveradio.org. Each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's Iron Sharpens Iron on firstloveradio.org. Fridays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. To hear what the Bible has to say about pandemics and how we should respond.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com. iron-radio.com.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Iron Works, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens Jr. of the Church at Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com, that's nasbible.com, to place your order.
This is Pastor Bill Sasser, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasser wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's leesdrugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Banu Gotti. I'm a pharmacist in New York, which is the epicenter of the latest crisis the world is going through. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the psalmist offers praise to the Lord like this: I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and wondrous are your works that my soul knows very well. He saw God's goodness and mercy, kindness, and the beauty in what God has designed, and he has erupted into praise. In any crisis or problem, brothers and sisters, Our only fallback position is to trust God's design. And once we do, there is nothing for us to do but to erupt in praise to Him. When the whole world is searching for a solution, God, in His infinite mercy, has given us what we need to address this illness, which can be very serious. Such is the beauty of His design. Knowing that design, how can we not erupt in praise to our great God like the psalmist did? May God bless you and give all of us wisdom to see greater things in His design. Thank you.
Today at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor, or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buttafuoco & Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, with all the reasons to buy gifts coming up in the very near future, like Father's Day, I'm sure there's many birthdays coming up with loved ones in your life, wedding anniversaries, bereavement gifts, graduation day gifts, back to school day gifts, all kinds of gifts that are a no-brainer when it comes to upcoming events. Well, please go to solid-ground-books.com for all your gift-giving needs. Solid-ground-books.com for the finest in Christian literature from the past and present. And keep in mind, every time you purchase books from Solid Ground Christian Books at solid-ground-books.com, you are helping Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to remain on the air for a longer future, because they are a primary sponsor of this program. We could not survive without their advertising, barring a miracle of God. So please go to solid-ground-books.com and buy as many gifts for your loved ones as possible. Even start stocking up on your Christmas gifts. And also, replenish your own library and edify yourself with the finest in Christian literature from the past and present, from solid-ground-books.com. Always remember to tell them that you heard about them from Chris Arnes and Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before we return to our discussion with Jeff Thomas, I just have a couple of announcements to make. This Thursday and Friday, the 28th and 29th of May, we are having our long-awaited two-day debate on full preterism. For those of you who are unfamiliar with that term, full preterists deny a future bodily, physical, visible return of Christ, and they also deny a future physical resurrection of the dead, of both the saved and the damned. And we are having a debate on this issue between a full preterist, one of the most well-known advocates of that position, Don K. Preston. He is debating a former full preterist, somebody who used to be Don Preston's colleague, somebody for whom Don Preston even published books, especially at least one book in particular. So this is going to be a fascinating debate to see these two men go head-to-head on a subject they once agreed on passionately and now vehemently disagree on. That's going to be this Thursday and Friday, May 28th and 29th, right here on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And that's between the full preterist Don K. Preston and the former full preterist Samuel Frost. And day one features the theme, the physical resurrection of the dead is not still in our future. And that is going to be defending or affirmed by Don K. Preston. And then the second day, Friday, the theme is the second coming of Christ is still in our future. That is being affirmed by Sam Frost and denied by Don K. Preston. So I hope that you tune in this Thursday and Friday. Make sure you mark your calendars and tell your loved ones about this fascinating debate on full preterism. One more thing, folks. If you love this show and you don't want it to disappear from the airwaves and you love sharing the free downloadable MP3s with family, friends, and loved ones, you love winning free Bibles and books when we are interviewing authors, and you love the fact that we cover guests and themes that are very often not heard anywhere else. Well, if you don't want us to disappear, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly with a debit or credit card by doing that. And also, you can advertise with us if you are promoting something that is compatible with what we believe. Doesn't have to be, you don't have to agree identically with me, but you need to be promoting something that's compatible with what we believe, whether it's a church, a parachurch organization, a business, a professional practice like a lawyer, a doctor, dentist, a special event, whatever it is that you're promoting, at least it has to be compatible. So we would love to hear from you because we are in urgent need of your financial help. I want to thank all of you who have already generously and benevolently responded to these calls for help, and especially a woman in Austin, Texas, who I had never heard from before until recently, who broke all records as far as the amount she donated. And I am forever in your debt. You know who you are, if you're listening. And this was such a blessing to me to know that we have people that value this program that much. But we appreciate gifts, large and small. So please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly with a debit or credit card. And keep in mind, I would never want you siphoning money away from your normal giving to your local church where you are a member in order to give to us. Please don't do that, especially during this time of the pandemic when many churches, and possibly yours, have been hit hard financially. Never siphon money away from them to give to us. And also, never put your family in financial jeopardy by giving to us. Those are commands of God, providing for your home and your church. Providing for this show is not a command of God. But if you are blessed financially above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, you have extra money that you've saved because you're not going to your favorite sporting events, you're not going to concerts, you're not going to the movies, you're not going to see theatrical performances at playhouses, you're not going to Bible conferences and doing a lot of the other things that you once did before the pandemic and before the banning of large public gatherings, including even things like fine dining. With all the money you're saving on those things, please, could you use some of that money to help us survive, to help us remain on the air? Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Also, folks, if you are not a member of a local Bible-believing church, I have lists of biblically faithful churches all over the world, and I can help you find a church, God willing. I've already helped many people in all kinds of areas on the planet Earth to find churches where they have visited and joined, or sometimes they have visited on vacation or referred them to others they know who need a church. So please send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line, and we will try to help you out as quickly as possible. And that's also the email address where you could send in a question to Jeff Thomas, our guest today. It's chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. And by the way, I want to let you know that once again, Jeff, our mutual friend, Pastor Mac Tomlinson, is listening from Providence Chapel in Denton, Texas. And he told me that "Tell Jesus" was written by Charles Gabriel and Ina Ogden, O-G-D-O-N. So
you're right.
So it was good that our friend Mac was listening.
Well, it's down the south. I've heard it. It's number 592 in Redemption Songs.
Great.
But the second one, "Tell Jesus," "When memory lifts the welcome veil that hides the past and fears the sail, lest mercy at the last may fail, tell Jesus," 15 verses, and I've only seen it in one place, and it came out of an old tract that fell from the pages of an old second-hand book. "They went and told Jesus" was the theme there. So it's written by S.S. McCurry. So that's going to be a task to try and find out more about who wrote that second one.
And I want to thank Mac Tomlinson by giving a plug to his website. If anybody lives in Denton, Texas, or plans to visit there, or has loved ones there, the website is providencedenton.org, providencedenton.org. That reminds me to ask our listeners to continue to pray for my oldest brother, John, who lives about 10 minutes away from Pastor Tomlinson. Pastor Tomlinson has visited him, and I pray that you, and I ask you to pray that my brother John, who is not, it's not certain whether he's a believer right now, and he is got critical stage emphysema and very seriously ill, and I'm asking you to soften his heart to welcome a visit again from Pastor Mac, and that I hear some good news about very clear evidence of repentance and true faith in Christ. I also want to plug the conference where my guest, Jeff Thomas, is speaking. This is a conference being run by Pastor Mac Tomlinson. Fellowship Conference New England, August 6th through the 8th at the Deering Center Community Church in Portland, Maine. Jeff Thomas and Dr. Joel Beakey are both speaking at this conference. And for more details, go to fellowshipconferencenewengland.com. fellowshipconferencenewengland.com. Now, if we could go to the third main point that you wanted to derive from the prophet.
Okay. Give it now, my brother, you're saying. He knoweth them that trust in him. First point, the Lord is good. Secondly, a stronghold in the day of trouble. This is Nahum 1:7, and then the last, he knows them that trust in him. He knows us. You know, that doesn't simply refer to his omniscience, that there's nothing he doesn't know. It isn't saying he's aware of us. You know, in the Bible, very often the idea of knowing is more affectionate than cognizant. For God to know means God loves. So the NIV translates this verse, he cares for them that trust in him. I'm thinking of Amos, and God saying through Amos, you only have I known of all the nations in the world. Well, it's not saying God only knew about Israel. God knew about the Babylonians and the Assyrians and Nineveh, didn't he? He knew about the Greeks and the Romans. He was aware. When it says that God, you only have I known, he's talking about his love for his people. On the day of judgment, he'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. It isn't saying, I'm ignorant of you. It's saying, you are not Jacob. You were Esau. I didn't know you. You weren't Joseph. You were Pharaoh. I didn't know you. We're told that Adam knew his wife, Eve. Well, that doesn't mean he knew she was 5'2" with eyes of blue, but that it was an intellectual knowledge. It was an affectionate knowledge. It was a personal knowledge, a passionate knowledge, a loving knowledge. It's the message of Hosea, isn't it? And his great love for Gomer, though she's betrayed him. It's the message of Ephesians 5. Christ loves the church, and he gives himself for her, and he washes and cleanses her. So we've got to read back the whole commitment, the whole jealousy of God for the love of his people, and God in love with them, God going to Calvary for them, God shedding his blood, God refusing to end the enfleshment and come down from the cross. A love that's prodigal, a love that's emotional, a love that's sparing not Jesus Christ, because he loves miserable sinners like you and me. He knows them. He loves them, it says. He loves them. He loves and loves them. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. And, you know, for some people, when a day of trouble comes and they lose people that are so precious to them, and they lose their health, and they're out of money, and it's very hard to believe God is loving them. And here he says, Nahum is saying, he does love. He does love eternally. He does love unchangeably. He loves us. Nothing's going to separate us from his love. Those who trust in him, those who take refuge in him, the ESV says, I like to trust. People are cynical today. There's a culture of cynicism. People let you down. They're disappointed. The banks let you down. The insurance people let you down. Your car mechanic lets you down. Your husband breaks his marriage vows. Your wife does. They let you down. I can tell you of someone who'll never let you down. I've got somebody for you. I'm offering him to you. And he's worthy of your total trust in him. He'll never disappoint you. He'll always keep his word. I trusted him. I trusted him since February 1954. And he's kept his word. There are going to be disappointments if you've got your trust in anyone else. The people you love the most can let you down. But, here is someone who will never, never, never do that. And you can put your trust in him. You can put your whole lives in his hands. You can trust in the Lord, into his safe keeping. You can trust him with all your heart. You not lean to your own understanding of just how things are now and why things have gone wrong. Don't trust that. Trust in a God who numbers the hairs of our heads, a God who cares deeply for us, a God who won't allow the gates of hell to prevail. Here's this little Christian boy, and the devil wants to destroy him. And you know, you can entrust that little Christian boy, that little Christian girl, into the hands of the Lord Jesus, and he will keep him safe because he loves him. There's a stronghold. There's a mighty fortress. There are walls of salvation that delight to defend the soul that Jesus is determined to take to glory. The Lord is good, and so you can trust him. He's a mighty fortress. You can trust in him. And you can trust him because he loves you. He knows all about you. And he still loves you. How wonderful the love of God is for us. This is why I love what Nahum says here. There's going to be war. There's going to be the destruction of Assyria. And the world is going to shake. And the women are going to weep, and the mountains are going to tremble. But, you've got a stronghold where you'll be safe. You've got a Lord who loves you when you trust in him. And that's the great message of Nahum.
Praise God. Those are all great messages from Nahum. And I want to repeat our email address if you'd like to join us on the air with a question of your own. It's chrisarnzen@gmail.com. 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 And please give us at least your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside of the USA. And we have, let's see here, we have RJ in White Plains, New York, and he says, this has been so refreshing hearing such vital biblical truth that is so powerfully comforting and encouraging and soothing, when especially knowing that it is coming from a minor prophet who is very rarely addressed in the media, on televangelist programs, or in Christian literature, or on the radio. And I'm just asking if there are other minor prophets that have this much powerful truth in them.
Well, that's a great question. I love the first half of Zechariah and the great images there. You know, the Satan comes and accuses the high priest that he's dressed in stinking robes, and the Lord takes the stinking clothes from him and clothes him in beautiful garments and puts a tiara on his head. It's a lovely picture of redemption. I love that in Jeremiah. And then in Hosea, last time I was in Carlisle and I did a family conference, I did three messages on Hosea, on the extraordinary love that he had, how he bids for her, and he bids for her. She hears his voice. She's been unfaithful to him. She's turned her back on him. And she's gone after men, and she's slept with anyone. And he goes, now she's penniless, and she's had to pay her debt by being sold. She's there in the slave market, and somebody bids for her peanuts, and somebody calls out a great sum, and she knows the voice, and it's Hosea, her husband, and he wins her back, and he buys her back. And I think that's a wonderful picture of salvation and redemption.
Amen.
The prodigality of God's love for us. And so, you know, that's the message of... And then in Amos, you know, I was here a month ago, and I was preaching a verse from Amos. Is there destruction in a city, and the Lord hasn't done it? Talking about the plague that's come. And you find these gems. I think in all of them, you can say what the hymnist says. It is a golden casket where gems of truth are stored. And you'll find that in the books, and it's a popular series. I tell you, it's got a nice series on the 12 prophets. John Blanchard wrote one. I think it was his last book about 3 years ago. And it's a very useful summary of the 12 minor prophets.
Great. Yeah, John Blanchard is probably most well-known for Ultimate Questions, the booklet
that's
in many church lobbies and track racks.
Yeah, in a number of languages.
Yeah, in a lot of languages.
Yeah.
I remember when I realized that where I used to live on Long Island, there was a growing Polish community.
Oh, right.
I got hundreds of Polish versions of the Ultimate Questions.
Very good. Yes, it's been translated into Welsh by a girl who read the Banner of Truth, John Blanchard book, and was converted by reading that, and then she translated Ultimate Questions into the Welsh edition.
Wow.
That's a nice story, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
She paid him back.
Let's see here. We have another question for you. We have Harrison in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, who says, hearing you on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio the last several times you've been a guest has been an introduction of your ministry to me, and I am totally thrilled. And I was wondering, I heard earlier that you have written books that have been published by Banner of Truth and also Reformation Heritage books.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about some of these books?
Well, I've written a biography of a famous Pennsylvania man named Ernest Riesinger.
Amen.
Who was from Carlisle and was instrumental in the starting of the church where Chris attends.
That's right.
And I've written that biography of him. I loved writing it. And it's just been plugged with a sweet video from a widow in the congregation that knew him, and her husband came to faith through Ernie speaking to him. He was a contractor and built schools and bridges and roads before he retired to the South, and then he worked amongst the Southern Baptists. The life of Ernest Riesinger, I think it's a very encouraging life. And that's Banner of Truth. And then there is Reformation Heritage, my best-selling book. It's a book of 22 chapters, and it's called The Holy Spirit. and it's a series of sermons that I wrote, and then some lectures I gave in a Bible college in Wales, and it's been translated into Spanish, and it sells well in South America, and in Spain, while I was speaking last year, and that's gone well. And then I've written a book, which was the latest one to come out about 6 months ago, on the greatest evangelist of the 19th century, Brownlow North. And it's just called Brownlow North, and that's Reformation Heritage Books. And I brought it up to date, and he wasn't saved until he was in his late 40s, and then he gave the rest of his life fearlessly to telling other people about Jesus Christ. And then I've got a new book, an evangelistic book, called You Could Have It All, which is coming out this summer by Reformation Heritage Books. And I've aimed it for, I suppose, a teenage unbeliever, a person who doesn't do a lot of reading. And I'm telling them of all that they could have if they became Christian. They could know God. They could know themselves. They could have the forgiveness of their sins. They could have all things working together for their good. They could have God supplying all their needs. They could learn contentment in whatever state they are in. They could have nothing to separate them from the love of God. They could become children of God, heirs of God. They could have hope in death. About 10 chapters like that. And I'm hoping that I shall give it to some of the neighbors in my street. And I'm hoping that one grandson, who is 22 and a bit of a rebel, I'm hoping that it'll touch his heart and bring him to confess Jesus as his Savior.
Amen. And by the way, folks, perhaps especially Harrison, if you go to the archive of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, where it says Past Shows Podcast, if you click on that, when you see a search engine, type in Jeff Thomas, and his first name is spelled G-E-O-F-F, and you will see a listing of all of his interviews that he's done on this program, and a number of them are on books that he has written as well. So, and I look forward to having you back, Jeff, to discuss You Can Have It All after it comes out in print.
Yeah, good.
Well, we have to go to our final break right now. This will be a lot more brief than the last one. So send in your questions now before we run out of time at chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Brandon Scalf of Cruciform Bible Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chris Hatton of Grace Chapel in Sanford, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Jack Wilkie, minister of the Forney Church of Christ in Forney, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Mike Wachowski of Westminster Chapel in Ball Ground, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Cooley of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston, Massachusetts, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brock Evans from Wading River Baptist Church in Wading River, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Lasser of Crestview Baptist Church in Big Spring, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB and tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Iron
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jansen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Banu Gotti. I'm a pharmacist in New York, which is the epicenter of the latest crisis the world is going through. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the psalmist offers praise to the Lord like this: I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and wondrous are your works that my soul knows very well. He saw God's goodness and mercy, kindness, and the beauty in what God has designed, and he has erupted into praise. In any crisis or problem, brothers and sisters, our only fallback position is to trust God's design. And once we do, there is nothing for us to do but to erupt in praise to Him. When the whole world is searching for a solution, God, in His infinite mercy, has given us what we need to address this illness, which can be very serious. Such is the beauty of His design. Knowing that design, how can we not erupt in praise to our great God like the psalmist did? May God bless you and give all of us wisdom to see greater things in His design. Thank you.
This is Andrew Rappaport with Striving for Eternity Ministries. Are you cooped up at home? Are you just desiring to use your time wisely? Well, Justin Peters and I got together and realized that our calendars were cleared because of COVID-19. So we decided we would get together and do our Snatch Them from the Flames seminar, home edition. That's right, a free seminar, May 30th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to give you a free seminar that you can take at home. We're going to cover the topics of the sufficiency of Scripture, interpreting Scripture, discerning false teachers, identifying false teachers, and then a Q&A. Get all the details at strivingforeternity.org, and there you can go to the online events to register before May 30th, and we'll see you there online in your home.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic? depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buttafuoco & Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Welcome back. This is the final segment of our interview with Jeff Thomas. And if you have any intention to send in a question, do it immediately because we're rapidly running out of time. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. If you could, Pastor Jeff, summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today when it comes to this minor prophet who has obviously proven to be give us a great wealth of encouragement and comfort in this day and age in which we live, even in the 21st century.
Yeah, it's the goodness of God. I think that just needs to be emphasized. I think the devil would give us a perverted view of God, would try every way. And you meet it in the world, don't you? People saying, I had a lovely lady, a friend of mine, she was sitting on a bus, and she had a book with her. She was going on a bus ride, and there were empty seats on the bus. And this woman got on the bus, and instead of sitting in one of the empty seats, she sat right next to her. And then she turned to my friend, and she said, if God was here, I'd wring his neck. Well,
wow.
That was it. Of course, there was no better person who could speak to her seriously and sweetly about the living God and tell her these truths. people want to blame God. God is good. He sends a thorn in the flesh, doesn't he? A thorn to his, the greatest Christian, the Apostle Paul. And a thorn is angry and painful. A child that falls in a thorn bush yells in pain. And yet, out of the thorn bush, a rose comes, the sweetest of all flowers, the most delightful to the eye. Paul, he had a thorn in the flesh, but out of it, what fragrant letters came that have been a blessing to millions and millions of Christians and will be so forevermore. God is good. He gave a stronghold in that day of trouble to the Apostle Paul. So here we have it. A godly man, a Christian, is free from the sting of death that was taken by Jesus, but not from the stroke. It's an appointment that lies before us. We're freed from the curse of death. Of course, there is therefore no curse to those that are in Christ Jesus, but the cross, the sadness, the parting. Ah, yes, for a time. I have chosen three things to be my epitaph, to be on my tombstone under the dear wife that is already there. I'm going to put three things. I'm going to put down these great words. God created me. Sin ruined me. Grace restored me.
Praise God.
And that's the foundation of my life for all the years I've known the Lord, and it is my hope and comfort yet. God created me. Sin ruined me. Grace restored me.
Hallelujah. Well, I want to make sure that our listeners have the information to visit Alfred Place Baptist Church, should they live in Aberystwyth, Wales, or intend to visit there, or have friends and family and loved ones near there. It is alfredplacechurch.org.uk. That's alfredplacechurch.org.uk. And even though Jeff Thomas is not the pastor there any longer after he retired, his grandson is, and he still, and Jeff Thomas still on occasion does preach there. And so I hope that you pay a visit if at all possible. Also, don't forget about the conference where Jeff Thomas is scheduled to speak. And this is far enough into the future where I seriously doubt it will be banned because of quarantine issues from the pandemic. This will be August 6th through the 8th, and I intend to be there, God willing. And that's the Fellowship Conference New England, August 6th through the 8th, at the Deering Center Community Church in Portland, Maine. And Jeff Thomas will be speaking with Dr. Joel Beakey, another powerful speaker and writer and dear brother in Christ. So go to fellowshipconferencenewengland.com. fellowshipconferencenewengland.com. Don't forget about our debate on Thursday and Friday on full preterism between Don K. Preston and Samuel Frost, so mark that down on your calendars. I hope you all always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.